And then the other governor you were under was Democrat Governor David Boren, and we know his story. I don't know if you had any interaction with him.
Yeah, David, matter of fact, I dated his sister several times in law school. He was 3 years older than I, but he was 2 years ahead of me in school because he was a Rhodes Scholar and he had lost a year of law school, effectively. But David said something that was fascinating. I never thought about myself, but I certainly did about him. Here was a Rhodes Scholar, extremely bright guy. I remember one night we went to dinner and he said, "You know something, you're the only other person I know that someday will be a national figure except me." And I said, "Well, I know you will be." I have no doubt about that at all, but not me. I mean, I was very ordinary compared to David. David was extremely smart. Yeah. I admire Boren a lot. We're good friends.
But back in those days, were you setting your sights on being governor of Oklahoma?
No, never even thought about it.
Huh? You really didn't?
No, because I remember on North Lincoln, all those motels, the Capitol Motel and whatever the other, there were $6 a night motels. That's about all I could afford. And I stayed in one of those motels, examined abstracts to try and earn a living while I was a legislator. And then I'd walk to the Capitol for the exercise, leave my car parked at the motel. And I remember looking down occasionally at the governor's mansion off to the east and never crossed my mind. Boren was the governor at the time. I was in the state Senate, I guess. And I was young. I was in the state Senate when I was 30, state house when I was 28. And Boren was in his early 30s, maybe 34 at the time as well. So I didn't think about it. I mean, it was not even something that crossed my mind.